Blog Talk Radio.
This is Getting It Done with Dr. Walter Dean.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. That was Pat Metheny. One of the, actually, you can't say he's a rising star, but he's because he's been around for such a long time, he and his brother. But that's the part, that Pat Metheny group. And that was one of the Metheny's on the guitar. Outstanding material that they perform, and it's their own style. It's a sort of a different type of jazz, but it's smooth and slippery. We're going to listen to one more cut from one of Pat Metheny's Secret Story in 1993. Thank you.
That was the Pat Metheny group, featuring Pat Metheny on guitar, and his distinct sound can always be determined by that funny, high-pitched sounding guitar that he plays. A different kind of jazz, I wanted you to have a note on that today. And what we're going to do is we're going to switch from him, because I don't like to fall asleep, but Lyle Mays is his pianist. And so let's take a listen to Lyle. Lyle, who I consider to be pretty good. Let's take a listen to his piano player. Thank you. I hope that didn't put you to sleep. That was very so smooth. Lyle Mays, who plays the piano for the Pat Feeney group, and smooth as they want. He does a fantastic arrangements also. We're going to move on to some live music this time by the great George Duke, who's no longer with us, but his music is. Let's see if we can pull him up.
Thank you.
That's George Duke, or 7 minutes of George Duke. And we had the Pasadena. We had Lyle, who plays the Pasadena. And here we're having George Duke, all playing in the same kind of vein of music. And they're actually in minor mode of playing. The songs for people who are honestly listen to a lot of jazz are not used to that particular sound, and each of the people, something you have to grow accustomed to. But believe me, this is what you call acid jazz. Both Duke and Matheny both specialize in that kind of music. We're going to move on, and we're going to move on with a person who does not do acid jazz, but he does what's called smooth jazz. And that's Brian Culberson, a young man who actually is in his early 40s and plays a fantastic piano. Play every instrument in the band, actually. Thank you. That was Brian Culberson, Another Long Night Out. Recorded back in 2014, April 25th. Brian Culberson is one of the smooth jazz artists now, the groups that are taking over the whole jazz, smooth jazz scene. Let's go back a little bit to some of the people who laid down the foundation for the smooth jazz, and that's Miles Davis. For Black History Month, let's listen to Miles. Well, seems like my computer doesn't want to cooperate. But
Come on. kids talking about the anthem. When I first got in your band, I remember the first day I played with you. That day I left that studio, I was walking on a cloud, right? I told you, Miles, everybody here, you felt that feeling, right? That first day you played with Miles, right? I got in the can, told the cab driver, checking out, told the cab driver, man, I played with Miles Davis. The cab driver said, Mark Davis, yeah, I like him, good singer.
Thank you.
Making these shows, we often recorded more songs than we were able to use at the time. A lot of these songs featured a combination of people, and sometimes I was among them. It's on this next tune, which is Hamill, played by the Miles Davis Band. Thank you.
very interesting. What is happening right now is that people are calling into the show,
and nobody can get through. So thank you. So we're going to dismiss the show. Goodbye.